listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to The Pampered Pooch on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Christine Latham.
And I'm Vicki Nixon, your co-host.
Today we're going to talk about ways that we pamper our pooches. And Vicki's actually got a few ways that she wants to talk about. One of the ways is her dog car seats.
Dog car seats are wonderful things. The most important thing in pampering your pooch, of course, always is safety.
I agree.
You want to keep that dog safe. And in the past, I traveled with seatbelts and harnesses or in crates. About 5 years ago, I found these wonderful dog car seats. They're called Lookout Car Seats, and it's a cushion foam raised bed with different patterns of material. You can get it to match your car or not, and it's got sides on it. But when you put it in the car and you secure it in, the dogs are actually eye level with the window. So they actually look like little people looking out.
Very cool.
Since I have three Bichons, I have two car seats. One is a double called My Buddy Lookout, and the other is just a single. Now, the great thing about these dog car seats is their safety features. You take your seat belt, and the back part of the seat is cut out. So the seat belt actually goes across like someone's shoulder, and you lock it in. Then they also sell these little seat belts. It's like one loop, and I put all my dogs in car and harnesses and clip them on. Especially little Mateo, he thinks it's the greatest thing to jump from one bed to the other. Try to move in on Lulu and take all her space. But that way I can keep him secure. Simon and Mateo sit in the My Buddy Lookout, and Lulu sits behind me in the single lookout. We used them on a trip to Florida. We were 17 hours in the car, went through 2 days. The dogs did wonderful. They didn't get car sick. We took, they did really, really good. And I like the safety of it, the many styles to choose from. I currently have Black Watch plaid, which is my favorite, my husband's favorite design, and it matches the color of my car. And the other thing is, it took me a little while in the beginning to get the dogs to sit in the seat, especially Mateo, because he came as a puppy. And I worked with them on desensitizing him. At first, I would just leave the car door open, put Mateo in there. If he sat for a minute, I'd give him a treat. Then I'd leave him in there a little bit longer. Then I just put it in reverse in the driveway and backward and forward, give him a treat anytime he handled it well. So some of the dogs and pampered pooches that are out there may not like the car rides. You may want to try this. It does give the dog a feeling of security, and they can also look and be at our level and see what we're doing. And from what I understand from many vets, car sickness is not emotion sickness, it's anxiety. The dog can't be close to you or whatever. So anyway, there are some wonderful dog beds and Snoozer pet products. Their website is www.s, N as in Nancy, O, Z as in Zebra, E-R, P as in Paul, E-T as in Tom, P as in Paul, R-O-D, UCTS.com. SnoozerPetProducts.com. Check it out. It's great stuff, Christine.
Thanks, Vicki, for telling us about the dog car seats. That's something actually I should try with my dogs, because I know a lot of times they're standing up in the back of the car, even with basically a harness hooked up to a safety belt. They're always wanting to look out, so I think I'll try that. You know, actually, we're going to be back in just a few minutes after a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. It's Christine Latham and Vicki Nixon from The Pampered Pooch, and we're going to continue with our show. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to be talking about ways I pamper my pooch. Previously, you heard us talk about dog car seats. The next thing that I really would like to share about ways that I pamper my own pooches are acupuncture and chiropractic. Most people think that's pretty weird, don't they, Christine?
Well, some people would probably say that.
Well, I have to tell you about, as you heard in our first podcast, my little Mateo. He was born with his hip and leg joints twisted, almost to look backwards, and his hip socks aren't in. The hips are there, the bone's there, but they're not in a socket. So Mateo struggles with his walk. Everything's in the front. Instead of having the normal reach and crawl that a dog does, it's front left paw, right left paw, and the back swings almost like a circular penguin motion. Due to that, Mateo not only takes on a lot of weight in the front end, but without the normal reach and crawl, his ribs get out. You know, just like people, Christine, you know how that feels, you can't breathe and whatever. I heard of a really good chiropractor. I went to him first to have him test me to make sure that he knew what he was doing. And then I took Mateo. Mateo goes about every 2 months. This chiropractor is wonderful because he doesn't use any tools. He just lightly manipulates them with his hands while they're on the floor. And Mateo does really well. He goes every couple of months. I make sure he's in good shape. They don't do anything for the back legs because really they're stiff and the muscles banded around the knee, so those knees don't bend. But he does make sure mostly the neck, shoulders, and rib area where he takes the weight on works. And you know, I know if you're listening and you have a pampered pooch, like Christine and I, we do almost anything for our babies just to make sure they felt healthy, right, Christine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Make sure they were good, in good shape.
Now, when you did that, does he seem scared, or how does he do usually with the chiropractor?
Well, I took both of my dogs. Okay. Simon is probably two out of my three Bichons. Simon would be the one who'd be a little bit more timid and shy. He's kind of dramatic. But it's the way the chiropractor was. He was so good, Christine. He, like, pet him and just run his hands like in a massaging motion. That went on for 2 or 3 minutes. And so it wasn't a quick even jerk. You know how when you go to a regular chiropractor, it's like jerk?
Right.
It wasn't like that. It was just doop. And they barely look at him. And when Mateo, when he adjusted Mateo looked right up and gave him kisses on his face.
Aww.
So I know they're feeling better. But a dog may be a little scared. You may have to work with your dogs, you know, depending on their temperament and who's like that. So, but it's great. Even if you want to go once every 6 months, if your dog's in agility, if your dog has, like, always running, always going. I know a lot of people whose dogs are in agility will take them because it's that jumping and pounding. And the other thing I've done, Christine, is acupuncture. Now, I've never gotten acupuncture myself, so I can't say I've tried it. Have you?
No.
Okay.
No, I have wanted to, but I haven't yet.
Those needles make me a little nervous. I took Mateo also to the acupuncturist because of those back legs, and sometimes I worry he's in pain. The acupuncturist I found is a traditionally licensed veterinarian with the American Veterinary Board, but she's also holistic veterinary licensed, specializing in Chinese acupuncture. So it was really good because she's got a traditional veterinary background, but she's also got the acupuncture and herbs. I talked to her a lot before going. She has a lot of dogs that she does acupuncture on, maybe depending on their situation, cancer dogs, dogs with severe allergy issues, pancreatitis, diabetes, or maybe even something like this vestibular syndrome she could work with. And her prices are pretty reasonable. I took Mateo in once every 2 weeks, and now I just maintain it like every month or two. Mateo lays there and is really good. Now Simon I take, and oh my gosh, that first needle goes in and he's like, you know, and real nervous. But she can put these, it's amazing, Christine, they have these pressure points behind their head, and she puts the two acupuncture needles in there and it does something and calms the dog. Mm. So then she can continue and see how they tolerate it. So I really believe acupuncture is a good thing if your dog's in pain, if your dog's elderly. It would be good to check into to find somebody.
And you said that the prices were pretty reasonable?
The prices are pretty reasonable. I paid normally, I think the first office visit was just a consultation. And here in the Metro Detroit area, every hour consultation or acupuncture session ran between $70 and $100. So that's pretty reasonable depending on, you know.
Yeah, especially because that's a very specialized thing. I would think that not just anyone can do that. So you're paying for the person to be well-knowledged in what they're doing. And how about the chiropractic? Was that pretty much an office visit?
It's $20. It's less than what it costs for me to go myself.
Wow.
And he sees the dogs only certain one night a week, and it's after hours. So it's really nice.
Yeah, so that's something for everybody listening. You might want to contact your either veterinarian and ask if they know of any chiropractics that work on, you know, animals. And same thing with the acupuncture. That'd probably be a good place to start because they might be able to refer you to someone in your area.
And maybe even your local chiropractor, Christine, that you go to and trust. I'm sure they've heard it in their chiropractic circles, someone that's doing animals. So I think it's a good thing. A lot of them specialize in dogs or dogs and cats or horses. So it's a great thing. It was really worked out good for my dogs and something to check into for people.
It's definitely a good way to pamper your pooch.
It is a definitely good way.
We're going to continue with our topics on how to pamper your pooch after the commercial break. We're going to be talking about Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to be talking about the Pampered Pooch of the Week and the Pooch of the Week that is waiting to be pampered, which is basically a rescue that's waiting to be adopted. We'll be back in just a few minutes after these sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned. Give your dog some thought. With Dog Thoughts, it's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pampered Pooch. Thanks for listening to the commercials. And I hope you take a few minutes to check out the sponsors. We have on our website, you can click on different sponsors and view, you know, the products that they're offering, visit their own websites, etc. And now, I want to talk about Mother's Day. Mother's Day has just passed, and I took the time to try to say Happy Mother's Day to not only all the mothers out there, to two-legged children, but to all the moms that have four-legged children, like Vicky and I.
Yes.
And basically, you know, it's... if you're pampering your pooch, you're going to feel like they're your kids, and that's exactly how we're feeling. So just next Mother's Day, keep in mind all the mothers that have pets as their children as well. And actually, my husband was really nice. He got me a Happy Mother's Day card from the dogs.
That's so
great.
They
actually made those. Wow. Like, specifically, Happy Mother's Day from the dogs. So it was
nice. That's great.
Yeah, and Vicky's husband gave her...
some flowers and a card, yep.
Yeah, very nice.
From the babies.
So happy Mother's Day, everyone. Also going on today, if the weather will allow, are some very fun games. We've got Lassie Says, the best tail wagger, the hot dog toss, the best pet trick, and the best pet howler. We've also got musical hoops. Well, unfortunately, we've only got one interview for the Mutt Strut today because the weather is not quite cooperating. That's the only bad thing about an event like this outside. But the crowd was great and there was lots of fun. I really recommend checking out the Dearborn, Michigan Mutt Strut next year. This is Christine Latham with the Pampered Pooch, and I'm live with, actually not live since this is a podcast show, but I'm with Kathy and her two pooches, Richie and Gracie. And what breed are they?
They're Havanese, Ricky and Gracie.
Ricky and Gracie, okay. Yeah. And can you tell me a little bit about both of your dogs?
Well, Ricky's three and Gracie's one. Ricky's a male, Gracie's a female.
We just got Gracie.
We just adopted Gracie, actually, from Orlando, Florida, from the Havanese Rescue. And we're just thrilled to death that Ricky has a sister and we have another family member.
That's great. I'm really glad to hear that.
They're very well socialized. We've socialized Ricky since he was a baby with Kona, a big German short-haired pointer, beautiful as you can see.
Yeah.
And so Gracie's just followed right along.
Now, do you consider both, well, actually all three, do you consider them pampered pooches?
Very pampered.
Oh, and what are some ways that you pamper them?
Well, when we fly, they get an airplane seat.
Very
and
nice.
And when we go for a ride, they have a SUV stroller if they get a little tired.
They have their own stroller
they have their
to get
own car
to the
seats.
Airport. Kona's has constant care. Someone's always usually babysitting her, and excellent veterinary care, the best of everything. Special dog food flown in from Florida.
Wow.
Very top of the line everything. Top of the line. Well, she's a short hair, top of the line training for birds, and they go to the excellent groomer. They get the teeth brushed and on a regular basis.
Massages.
And massages. And
yeah.
This is one of my best friends, Cheryl Rod.
Cheryl, nice to meet you.
Our husbands think we're a little bit overboard with them, but...
Hey, I think nowadays, though, most people are pampering their dogs like they're their children. So
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, when we travel, they go to resorts and wherever we are.
Yes.
And
they have a little stroller. They go through the airport with them, and everybody has to look and see what's in the stroller.
And all our friends say when they die, they want to be our dogs. They want to come back as our dogs.
Aww. Well, that sounds like you're taking great care of them.
And they're wonderful.
Good.
They're great companions.
Well, thank you very much for telling us a little bit about your pampered pooches.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This week's Pampered Pooch of the Week, our very first Pampered Pooch of the Week, is Betsy. And Betsy's mom's name is Kelly. And basically, Kelly's telling us a little bit about Betsy. She is a 2-year-old
Papillon.
And she just turned 2 in March.
She's so cute, Christine. My goodness.
Very cute. And for those of you that, you know, obviously you can't see a picture on the radio, we are going to have a blog coming up, and we'll try to give you a link to her pictures. But we also have a Facebook group for the Pampered Pooch Pet Life Radio. And if you email us at pamperedpooch, all one word, at petliferadio.com, and we can send you a link to that Facebook group. And a little bit about Betsy is some of her nicknames are Bets, Pookie, Princess, Sweetum, Snooky, Spoiled Brat. I think she sounds like a pampered pooch.
Yeah, she sure does.
And basically how Kelly, how she got to Betsy is they went to the Detroit Kennel Club and fell in love with that breed. Unfortunately, they didn't, you know, come home with a dog that day. But about a year later, she got a new job where she was at home more often and found a very reputable breeder in the area. And they got, they got Betsy through that breeder. And basically, it was love at first sight. She's a really tiny, very sweet dog. She's about 3.5 pounds. That was about 3.5 pounds at about 5 months. So she's a little bit bigger now.
She's so cute. With those papillon ears. You know, papillon means butterfly in French.
Aww.
And they have those ears with the hair that comes down, looks like butterflies.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I guess like after the first night that they had her, she cried most of the night, but she's been a lot better since. And she's basically taken over their house. But, you know, who
hasn't had them?
Exactly.
Their dogs take over their house or pampered pooches.
And some of the things that Betsy likes, she likes to play in the backyard. She likes hunting bugs. Hopefully doesn't eat them too often.
Or bring them in.
Right. She likes to run laps at full speed and chase squirrels. She loves hanging out on the back of the couch, watching out the window. That sounds a lot like my dog, Sugar. She lays on the back of the couch like a little kitty.
Sugar the cat, we call her.
Betsy also likes to steal dirty socks. She's quite the cuddle bug. She has a very happy, playful, go-with-the-flow kind of attitude. And she likes just about everything except big dogs because they really scare her.
Yeah.
But that happens to a lot of little dogs. Her very favorite toy right now is a sheep puppet whose name is Rammy. She likes it because it's about the same size as her, so she can wrestle with me. And her favorite food is cheese. She can hear the crinkle of cheese wrapper a mile away.
Go, Betsy.
Do you give your dogs cheese much?
You know, I guess it's a good question because people have asked, you know, do you give your dogs cheese? If I really, really, really want them to do something, I'll give them a little piece. I always worry. Maybe cheese isn't, you know, so good or...
Yeah, I haven't given my dogs cheese much only because Chris says that he's worried that it'll give them gas.
That's so funny.
I don't know if it really does or not, but
Chris is worried about it. Can't be having... Can you imagine? You have 4. Can you imagine 4 of them just having gas all in the house?
No. So far, we've steered clear of that. But I think Betsy does pretty good. And one thing she likes to do, she really likes to chase squirrels. Probably in the backyard, I'd say. And she doesn't, she knows a lot of commands, but she doesn't always want to do them.
So she picks and chooses.
That's right.
She has selective hearing.
And her favorite game is Find It, where she like sits and stays while they hide a treat, and then she goes finds it later.
It's a great game to play with your dog.
Very cute.
Challenges them mentally, I think.
I think so, too. Some of the other ways that Betsy is pampered, she has quite the little wardrobe. Basically, they think that she's got like more clothes than the dad does, but I have to say that's true for myself and my dogs as well. And Betsy's owner actually started a little dog t-shirt and sweater company, like a little mini business called Betsy's Closet. And if you email us at the Pampered Pooch, you know, we'll go ahead and send you a link to, or an email address to reach them at if you're interested. So Betsy sounds like quite the little dog and a very cute dog as well. So thanks, Betsy, for being the Pampered Pooch of the Week. And our pooch of the week that's waiting to be pampered is Flash. Flash is a Yorkshire Terrier Shih Tzu mix.
Yep, and waiting to be pampered means looking for that forever home.
And Flash is available through a New Start on Life, which is located in
Holland, Michigan.
And we actually can send you a link to his Pet Finder page if you're interested. And a little bit about Flash. His pet ID is 1322072. So if you want to look that up at www.petfinder.com. And Flash is a great little guy. He's a little shy at first when he's first meeting people, but very quickly he can warm up to you. He's kind of quiet, but he will bark when someone enters the home, although for not for that long. You know, like most dogs,
yes.
They're going to bark when they have visitors. Flash really enjoys being with you. He'll sit quietly in the chair, just happy for a pet every now and then. And he's only 2.5 years old, so he has plenty of energy left.
Mm-hmm.
He enjoys running outside in a fenced-in yard or playing with other small dogs. He has to be in a home that does not have small children. He is neutered.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had a dental, so you don't have to worry about the costs associated with getting a dental done. So that's really good. And he's up to date on his vaccinations as well. So, you know, you can check out his vet history and see what that's like. You know, just one thing to note is that they do not ship dogs. So if you're interested in applying for Flash, you need to be located somewhere near Holland, Michigan.
Correct.
Or, you know, you can always travel to get him as well. You know, the gas prices are down, so
yes,
it's not quite as bad to travel a little bit to find your forever pet. And just a little bit more about him. He's probably, like, best for a quiet home. He'd be great with someone that's just a single person, as long as they have another pet for him to play with. But otherwise, you know, he's just a very good dog that's looking for a forever home. So I hope that you will take an interest in Flash and email us at pamperedpooch@petliferadio.com if you have any questions.
And our product of the week is the Pet Jet Setter.
What's the Pet Jet Setter?
The Pet Jet Setter is this really great bag. It makes traveling with pets really easy. They're in beautiful colors. This one is a pink and lime green. It features 6 exterior pockets, and they're decorated with creative canine images and text. The pockets hold food and water bowls, both stainless steel. You also get a water bottle, a brush, treats, and bones. So you can take food, toys, leashes, and other supplies can be held like in the main compartment. And then in a pinch, you can use the shoulder strap as a leash.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I think it's very cool. I know. Well, it is a wonderful thing. It comes in different colors. It's got that adjustable, detachable shoulder strap. It's this high canvas fabric that wipes clean. Vinyl covers top and bottom in pink and khaki. Zip top enclosure. It's also got a ring or key fob and the dog leash. And you can find this at www.petjetsetter.com. PetJetSetter.com.
Well,
PetJetSetter.
I really haven't seen that before, but I really want to go out and buy one.
I know.
And not
me
just
too.
Because it's on our show. It's pretty cool looking.
Well, you do a lot of traveling with your dogs. It's good to have.
Yeah.
If everything's in one place and it's easy to get to, I have one big bag, but it's almost like a duffel bag. Everything falls down to the bottom.
True. It's kind of like a diaper bag for your dog.
Yeah, it is.
Only cooler.
It is. These pooches will really be pampered. I like the colors, too.
Me, too.
That's great. Well, that is our show for this week, and we're glad you joined us. We're out of time now, but we'd like to thank our guests and producers for making this show possible, and we look forward to you joining us next week on more from the Pampered Pooch, Christine and Vicki.
Thank you.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.